Question for you. Do you know which Irish athlete has represented Ireland on the international stage for 20 years? That would be none other than Jenny Egan. Jenny fell in love with canoeing at a young age and even sat in a canoe for the first time by herself when she was just 3 years old. She has represented Ireland in canoeing since 2003, winning multiple World Championship, World Cup and European Championship medals. Jenny is the only Irish athlete to date to win an International Canoe Federation Senior Canoe Sprint World Championship medal, a Senior Canoe Sprint European Championship medal and an ICF Senior Canoe Sprint World Cup medal. But she's not just a champion on the water. Jenny is also extremely passionate about increasing the visibility of women in sport, using her role as an athlete representative on the Sport Ireland Women in Sport Steering Committee to advocate for this. Okay, so Jenny, how are you doing?
Good, Jessica. Thank you for having me here today. I'm delighted to be here at the Her Sport headquarters.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, really excited just to hear about your journey. You were with us a few years ago, so it'll be nice just to catch up and see what you've been up to.
Yeah, for sure. I've known Niamh a long time now, and she's been a phenomenal advocate for increasing visibility of women in sport. And well done to you all for the hard work you've been doing.
Thanks, yeah. So what we're going to be doing is you brought a few photos with you, so we're going to be sharing those photos. So for those of you who are listening, we do recommend that you rather head to our YouTube channel so that you can actually see the photos that Jenny has brought with her today. So yeah, we can just hop right into it. So here's the first photo. So what is the story behind this photo?
Yeah, so that's me as a little one, and that's my brother Peter beside me. So I thought this photo was really important to include today because it shows the start of my journey. It actually started a good bit before this photo because my mum and dad started canoeing, and that's how we got involved. And when my mum was pregnant with me, she actually paddled. So it's been a lifelong journey, and this photo just shows the love I have for the sport and I've had throughout all my life. And I sat in a boat on my own when I was 3 years old for the first time. I did my first race in the UK when I was 8 years old. I became British under 14 sprint champion and British under 14 marathon champion. So that was kind of the start of my journey, and it was when I realized this is something I really want to focus on. So I used to do so many things when I was younger. I used to do dance, drama, singing, play the violin, and then at the age of 16, I kind of decided, okay, I really want to focus on canoeing. And it's been 20 years since I first competed for Ireland this year. So in 2003, I first raced for Ireland at a World Championships, European Championships and World Cup level as a junior. And in my last year junior, I went on to win a World Champs medal, and we'll talk about that later, I know. It's been a hell of a journey so far, and that photo I think is just so important to my story because it shows how big a part it's played in my life and how much I've loved it.
Yeah, and from the beginning. I mean, the fact that you were in the boat first time by yourself at three. Not many three-year-olds could say that, I'm sure.
And the fact that my brother's in that photo, he's been an international athlete for Ireland also, competing in sprint and marathon, and it just shows how he's guided me from such a young age to where I am now.
Yeah. We'll move on to the next photo, which is this one. So what's the story behind this one?
Yeah, so this is a major moment in my athletic career. So I won a bronze World Championship medal for Ireland at the Canoe Marathon World Championships in Perth, Australia in 2005. And so much work and dedication went into this medal, like all medals. But I was only under 18 at the time. I was junior, and it was a very busy, stressful year. So I was doing my Leaving Cert at the same time. So I was combining both studying for my Leaving Cert and also competing at a high level. And going into my last year junior, I knew that I really wanted to win a World Championship medal. I'd been fifth in the World Champs the year before, and I knew that it was what I really wanted to focus on, as well as doing a really good Leaving Cert. So I really had to have good time management skills And I had the support of my family. And that's what's most important as well, because they were there helping me every day. So I used to train before school at 7 in the morning. And my mum would bring me training. And then she'd have breakfast ready for me after training before I'd go to school in the clubhouse. So it was, you know, a real team effort. And my husband, my now husband, was actually there supporting me at the time also. He's not in that photo. He actually probably took it. And so, you know, I think what's so important about this is to show the importance of family and surrounding yourself with a good team that want to help you. And, you know, there's always going to be challenging years. And for me, that was a really challenging year because, like I said, in Ireland, you're leaving cert. The exam is such a big part of your life. And, you know, I'm very, very much a high achiever and a perfectionist and always want to do everything to the best of my ability. So thankfully, everything came together that year. And I also won a World Cup medal that year in the Junior Canoe Marathon World Cup in Cristuma, Portugal. So I'm the only female athlete to win a junior world championship medal in canoeing, in canoe marathon to date. So yeah, it's very special. And I just know how much hard work and time and effort went into achieving that medal. And, you know, that's what's important. And what's important is the people you share it with as well, because that's what makes it special.
Yeah. And specifically touching on that photo as well. So we know a lot of teenage girls tend to drop out of sport. So were there ever times, or did you ever think of, or find yourself in situations where you thought, oh, I wish I could be able to maybe go to that friend's party or something? Because I'm sure that sacrifices had to come into play when you obviously you're trying to be a world champion, but you also, you're still a teenager, you're still a kid as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I kind of like to call it life choices in ways. So like I said, I was training before school at 7 a.m. and then I would come back and train after school as well at like 4 p.m. And I'd do that, you know, Monday to Thursday. I'd have Friday off, and then Saturday and Sunday, obviously you're not in school, so it was a little less demanding. However, talking about the parties and the peer pressure and that's on you as a teenager. So I think kind of what's important is that you surround yourself with friends that understand what you're trying to achieve. And also, you know, you can go to the party, but you might go to the party from, let's say, 8 till 10 and then you leave, you know what I mean? So it's kind of about thinking about how you can adjust your life to have a balance, like to have your social aspect, as well as trying to be a world-class athlete. So it's just about, yeah, surrounding yourself with a good friendship from the people in your school and outside your school, and surrounding yourself with good family that are there to support you, and making choices that help both your sport, your social life, and your schooling life. And it's very different, but I think if you want something enough, you'll always make it work. And you know, I was doing my leaving cert that year, and what's really kind of funny in ways is that, you know, some people would pass comments in school saying, oh, you're not going to stop canoeing, like, you're doing your leaving cert, you can't train and compete like at that level doing your leaving cert. And I said, well, you know, I'll just work out my time schedule the best I can, and I won't sit down and watch telly in the evenings. You know, I'll train, I'll come home, do my homework, my study. And yeah, and it, what's ironic is that I ended up doing better than those people that gave up their hobbies or their sports. And it's been proven scientifically that people who study and do sport actually excel to a higher degree in their studies. So it's definitely important to keep up activity no matter what level you are at when you're doing your school or in college.
Yeah. And so obviously then, like you said, you did well with your leaving cert and you ended up getting a scholarship and you went off to study at DCU. So how was that also for you? Because you could obviously, with your scholarship, you were still able to pursue your academic ambitions, but you could also pursue your sporting ambitions as well.
Yeah, so I got accepted to study a Bachelor of Science in Athletic Therapy and Training in DCU. And DCU have been so supportive to me and still are so supportive to me to this day. So it was a 4-year honours degree, full time, and I did my first 2 years full time. However, I was finding it very demanding trying to achieve academically and to achieve on the world stage. So the Institute of Sport had just brought in a scholarship to help athletes combine both their academia and their sporting careers. So what I did was my third year of university, I split it over 2 years. So I took half the modules the first year and then half the modules the next year. Then I did my clinical work experience and I did my modules of my fourth year. Then I took a year out and then I went back and I wrote my thesis and presented my thesis. So it was a little bit of a longer road, but it meant that I could achieve to high level academically and in my sporting career. And, you know, it wasn't easy. It was definitely very different. And the friends I have today are my friends from my original class. And, you know, when I was spacing out my study, I was going into all different classes then that I didn't know anyone in. But you just have to realize that this is what's best for me. And, you know, you just introduce yourself to the people that's in the class and explain why you're there. And then they're like, oh, wow, cool. You race for Ireland. And So I think there's always a way to achieve something if you have a passion to get there.
So we'll move on to the next photo, which is this one. So what's the story behind this one?
Yeah, so this was a very special occasion. So this is in 2018 and this is crossing the finish line, just winning Ireland's first canoe sprint world championship medal at a senior level. Amazing. So I won bronze here. And I get shivers down my spine just thinking about it now. So I'd wanted this result for so long. My best result at a canoe sprint world champs prior to this was sixth. And I had dreamt it, I'd visualized it, I had felt it day in, day out training. And for it to then come to life was so special. And I'm so proud to be the first and only so far canoe sprint world championship medalist for Ireland. I'm very grateful for the people who've gotten me to that stage and gotten me to the stage I'm at now. So that was 2018 and I won a bronze medal. And thankfully since then, I have won another 2 canoe sprint world championship medals. So I have 3 altogether, 2 bronze and 1 silver. And, you know, if you want to have a quick look, I can show you. So 2018, this is my first one for Ireland. Nice. So that's the one from the photo you just saw. And it's actually really special because my name is engraved. So it was a little bit like I like to say Wimbledon, you know, when someone wins the final and they start engraving the cup straight away afterwards. Yeah. They had this at the World Championships and they engraved it straight after you cross the finish line before they presented it to you on the podium. So very special medal. And then I went on to win a silver in 2021. So this is my silver medal from 2021. And another bronze medal that was from Denmark. And then another bronze medal from Canada in 2022. So I have 3 canoe sprint world championship medals to date. And I didn't get to show you there earlier that this was actually my junior marathon world championship medal.
From the first
so as you can see, the International Canoe Federation is the international body, ICF for short. And as you can see, their medals have changed over the years. So this was used to be their world championship design. So that was my junior marathon world championship medal. So just so you know, like I race marathon and sprint. So just to give you a little bit of background so people can understand. So marathon is 26.2 kilometers as a senior. And when I was a junior, it was 22 kilometers. And you have to get out and run with your boat for portages during it also. As a junior, I had 2 or 3 portages, and now as a senior I have 6 portages. the 5,000 meters, the canoe sprint event that I've won my medals in, that incorporates one long lap and then four shorter laps to make the 5,000 meters. Now, in most recent years, the last 2 years, they've incorporated portages into that 5,000 meters as well, where you have to get out and run with your boat. So it's a little bit different and has changed throughout the years. So yeah, just so people can understand the differences in the distances. So talking about the sprint results as well, so last year, 2022, was a very special year as I won my 10th canoe sprint World Cup medal. So my first one was in 2010, so this is my first canoe sprint World Cup medal, and that was from Szeged, Hungary. And I actually, like, I just finished my exams in university, and I flew out the day I finished my exams in the afternoon, and then competed in the World Cup 2 days afterwards when I was there. So this is very special, as it's the only, I'm the only medalist so far in canoe sprint by a male or a female athlete. And I think it's really important to show, like, I had no one in Ireland before me achieve these. However, I believed I could do it. And I looked to my international competitors and saw some of them, and some of them I knew quite well. And I thought, oh, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's what's so important about making athletes so visible, because it makes it real. You can feel it, you can see it. And, you know, that's what's so important. And that's what's great about you guys, because you're making us athletes visible and inspiring the next generation. And this is my 10th Canoe Sprint World Cup medal. And that was in last year in 2022. So, you know, I think what's great about my journey and sharing it is to show that when you have a passion for something, whatever sport, whatever hobby, if you have that passion, it'll get you through the good days, but most importantly, it'll get you through those difficult days. Because, you know, we don't win medals all the time, and it's taken me so long to achieve consistent results for so many years. And but I love what I do, and I love going on the water, and I love getting out there and training hard. And don't get me wrong, there's days that you're so tired, and it's hard to get out of bed in the morning when you're trying to be on the water for seven and it's cold and it's dark. But you have to think about, what is it I'm looking forward to try to achieve, and think about that all the time. Because when you work hard consistently, you will achieve. So I had, obviously I had my brother to look up to for inspiration, and he was competing internationally for Ireland, and I also wanted to achieve what he was achieving competing for Ireland. But in terms of having females at a high level in canoe sprint in Ireland, it just, there was no one at that level. So I looked up to, they were girls who became friends actually from the UK, and we got to know each other quite well because I'd go over to the UK racing quite often. And I didn't compare myself to them in any way, but I looked at their strengths, their weaknesses, what they do day in, day out. I looked at how they raced and I learned from them without comparing myself in any way to them in a negative way. So I looked at their training schedules, their tactics in the race. And by doing that, then I was learning about how they were winning medals. And because I knew them, I knew they were just normal people, and there wasn't anything, you know, magic, let's say, about them. They were just working hard consistently, and I knew then, because I knew them and how they trained, I knew that I could achieve it, because I was no different. I was training hard, I was, you know, day in, day out, and I visualized myself on that podium, and it has come to life many times, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, as we've seen with you, with all your medals, and you have more here as well, but you are probably one of the most decorated Irish athletes. And if you don't mind touching on this as well, you've never been to an Olympic Games before. Has that affected you in any way as an athlete?
No, so in our sport, unfortunately, all the distances aren't in the Olympic Games. I wish it was like athletics or swimming, where all the distances are in it. However, our sport doesn't incorporate all the distances, and that's just the nature of our sport. And who knows if it might change in the future. The Olympics are changing in many ways now, and there's different sports coming in, different distances coming in. They have said that by incorporating the Porsches into the 5,000 meters, they're trying to appeal to the International Olympic Committee, that there's a possibility that it could be in the future. It hasn't affected me at all, because I love my sport, and I've focused on my strengths at World Cups, European Champs and World Championship level. And also I've competed at 3 European Games, which is under the Olympic Federation of Ireland. So it's been great to be part of a multi-sport event. And it was very special in 2015 in Baku, the first European Games. My brother was competing there on the team also. So a brother and sister competing as part of Team Ireland. And my dad was the part of the sprint team manager. He is the sprint team manager, but he was also at the European Games as the team manager. So it really is a family affair as such. I just to touch on also my journey so far, like my mum used to drive me all over Europe going to races. And, you know, what's so special from that is the memories we have and the experiences we have. And, you know, winning medals is one thing, and everyone wants to win a medal. Everyone wants to strive. Everyone wants to compete on the world stage. But looking back now on the past 20 years of competing for Ireland, what's special is the people I've shared it with and the memories it's created. And, you know, if you cross the finish line and you win a medal and you don't have anyone there to celebrate with, it's just not the same feeling at all. And that's what's so special to me, is the memories we have created and the team we've become. Don't get me wrong, we have our debates. My brother and my husband are my coaches. So my brother Peter Egan and my husband John Simmons are my coaches. And, you know, people say to me, how does that work out? Like, are you sitting at the dinner table and you're like, oh, I'm talking about training and this? But thankfully, we're very good at separating our work in sport and then our personal life. But look, I'm so lucky, because if I wasn't in this sport, I wouldn't have found my husband either. So it's brought so many different areas of love, friendship, and in my life.
I think it's so true as well. It's the experiences and being able to share that, like you just said, to be able to share that with loved ones is something else. Because even as you were going through your medals, just this is from this country, this is from that country. You've also been all over. Your sport has taken you all over the world. And the fact that you could share that with your family and your friends must be amazing to have those memories. Yeah,
it is amazing. And I'm very lucky to have the sport I have. And there was one year when I was 15, Mum and I, we had done 12 ferry crossings in that summer.
Wow.
Plus we did, we had taken flights. So, you know, also like when I was doing my junior cert, there was a big international event in Germany. And my last exam was the day I needed to fly out to Germany to compete in the competition. So my mum organized through the Education Association in Ireland that I could sit my last junior cert exam, home economics, in a school by Dublin Airport, so that I could get on the plane in time then to get out to the competition. And you know, that's I had dedication and I have dedication, but it's also the dedication my family has to helping me. And I think that's what's so important, because like you say, that's what's special about sport. Yeah,
the people in your corner always have the big impact.
For sure.
So we'll move on to the next photo. I love this one. I think it's so cute. So what is the story behind this one?
So this was my European Championship medal win. This was in 2015. It was in Rečice, Czech Republic. And I won a bronze medal. And it's the only canoe sprint European Championship medal to date by a male or female athlete in able-bodied canoe sprint. So, yeah, again, I dreamt this moment time and time again. And the girl who won is from Belarus. And Marina Poltoron is her name. And then the girl who won the silver is Irene Burgo from Italy. And I've become very good friends with Irene over the years. And we've raced against each other. But, you know, when we're on the water, we're competitors. But when we're on land, we're friends. And again, this was a major milestone in my career, to cross that line, winning European Championship medal for Ireland. And it took many years to get there. And I'll never forget, I was standing on the podium and the women's event was on before the men's event, and my brother was competing as well, and he was lining up for the start line of his race as I was on the podium. So before this photo was taken, he was on the water behind me and I turned around to him. So special.
It's really special. So, and you, just touching on that photo, you are quite passionate about visibility for women in sport. So do you mind maybe sharing some of the work that you do?
So I'm part of the Sport Ireland Women in Sport Steering Committee. And this committee was set up in 2019 to help steer the women in sport policy. The first women in sport policy was focusing on leadership and governance, coaching and officiating, visibility and active participation. And I'm the only athlete member of the committee. So when I was offered the opportunity to become involved, I jumped at the chance because I was and I am so passionate about increasing visibility. That's why any chance I get, I try and tell my story, because I know as a young girl, I would have loved to have heard all these stories to know that it's possible. So Sport Ireland are very forward thinking, and what's great, they also have a maternity policy for female athletes, and not many countries have. I know England do, the UK do, but it's not so common among all other countries. And I remember when it came out, I was part of the launch, and you know, one of my quotes was said online about how positive and forward thinking it is of Sport Ireland to bring this in. And I was getting messages on Instagram from all over the world, from an athlete in Australia, America, saying this is amazing, so good that, you know, Sport Ireland are doing this to help encourage women. Because if you see, there's so many women who have children and then come back and actually achieved even a higher level than they did before they had their babies. So, you know, it depends on each personal situation. And, you know, what's great is the policy is there to support women if they choose to come back after they have a baby. And I think that's great, because like years ago, you would have heard, like, this going back maybe, I don't know, 60 years ago, women would go to job interview and they would take off their wedding rings even, because they didn't want to show that they were married, because then they mightn't get the job. Think how far we've come in terms of just women in society as a whole, and not even talking about women in sport, just how far we've come in helping equality for women in society. And what's great is now women are getting the same opportunities across all boards. And going back to the women in sport policy, what's great about it is that it's there to show that there's a place for women across all areas of sport. You know, it's not necessary to be a top level athlete. We're trying to increase females as CEOs or on boards of NGBs, in leadership roles. We're trying to increase coaches. We're trying to increase women across all areas. And I think that's what's great, because some women might be like, oh, I don't want to get involved in sports. You know, I'm not sporty at all. I don't do sports. And it's like, but that person, that woman, she could be great as a manager of a team, you know? So I know in Canoeing Ireland, what they've done is great. They've created a leadership course called Bridge the Gap. And I went through that course, and now I have a qualification in leadership. And this is due to the funding that's in place from Sport Ireland. So now I'm in a position to put myself forward to become a leader in a certain area if I feel that I'm in the right area to do it. And whereas it's been shown that men would put themselves forward for a position if they had, I think, like 60% of what was required in a job advertisement, whereas women feel that they have to have 90 to 100% of the of the skills to put themselves forward. So what's great is that Sport Ireland, the money that they are investing in women in sport is helping increase women in sport across all areas.
And I think that's actually so great, because so often you'll just focus on the athlete and you'll forget about those other roles, the managers, the strength and conditioning coaches, the secretaries. Like, they equally, they have their, they play their part as well in the athlete's success.
Oh, most definitely. And I was actually saying what was great about the Rugby World Cup, or rugby and I think soccer, and congratulations, South Africa won the Rugby World Cup. What's great there, and I said it, is that the support team get medals. That's so nice. Like, because I wouldn't be standing on the podium winning these medals if I didn't have the support team around me, if I didn't have my coaches, if I didn't have my family, if I didn't have the support of Sport Ireland, my club, Sam Leap Canoe Club. I wouldn't be standing there, you know? So I think one point that I always say that I feel is so important is that these are not my medals. They are our medals. And if I could split my medals into pieces, they would definitely be split and shared among all the people that have helped me so far.
That's beautiful. In an interview, you actually said this, so just one quote you once said: in the next 10 years, I hope we won't be talking about women in sport. There was more that was said, but that alone I thought was quite impactful. Can you maybe just elaborate a bit more on that?
So what we're trying to achieve is that we're not talking about women in sport, we're talking about sport. So talking about sport should incorporate women and men. And it's about changing, like I said before, how society thinks. And it's not about women supporting women. It's about women supporting women, but men supporting women as well. Men helping women to achieve. And believe me, I've had so many men help me to achieve. And, you know, my coaches are males, but they want women to achieve. So I think it just depends on each person's individual personality, how they look at success and how they want to help females and males to achieve. And, you know, the best athletes and the best coaches will help both females and males. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for everyone to work together as a team to help each other.
We'll move on to the last few photos. So there's a few of them. So yeah, we'll just start with this one then. What's the story?
Yeah, so this was a very emotional moment. So this was in South Africa when I won my Canoe Marathon World Championship medal in 2017 in Pietermaritzburg. And when I went across the finish line, I just felt so much emotion. I felt relief. I felt excitement. I felt happiness. and all the emotions just overcame me, and I just burst into tears, because I had I'd worked for this moment for so many years, and I've had so many ups and downs over the years. I'd obviously won a canoe marathon world championship medal as a junior in 2005, and then to get on the senior podium in 2017 was a hell of a journey. And I just got off the river out of my boat, and the first people I wanted to see was my family. And I just broke down in tears with my mum and dad and my brother and my husband. They see day in, day out the hard work that I put in, and they put that hard work in with me. So it's quite emotional.
Yeah, indeed.
And I have that world champs medal from South Africa here. I'll just show you. So this is my medal from South Africa. And I'm the only female athlete to win a canoe marathon world championship medal for Ireland. So it's a special one also.
And there was one more photo.
So I'm very lucky now to have a beautiful little niece. There she is, Isabel. So she's the light of our lives. So this photo was from Copenhagen in Denmark in 2021. And I had just won a silver medal in the K1 5000 meters. And it was the first world championship medal that I'd won that Isabel was there to watch. And she's been to many of my competitions since. And she was in Canada when I won my bronze medal also last year, so, and among World Cup medals. So, you know, she's, what I love about this is her happiness and excitement. And for me to be able to share that with her and my family is super special. And I'm trying to help her to show that whatever she wants to do or whatever she believes she can achieve. So and again, what's special about this is just that celebrating with people that have been there and are there for you day in, day out. And it was a very special moment, and the excitement. And what was so nice was after this competition is that she obviously watched the medal ceremony and the Irish flag being risen. And when we were home afterwards, at a local supermarket, there's an Irish flag that flies high in the sky every day. And she go, "There's Jen's flag. There's Jen's flag." And like that just, that fills me with happiness. So to know that, you know, it's meant so much to her to see me achieve as well. And, I'm so happy that she could be involved in those special moments, and hopefully she will be in the future as well.
Yeah. So if you were to look back at all these beautiful photos that you've brought today, how would you summarize how sport has impacted your life?
Wow. So sport has been a massive impact on my life. In such a positive way. It's taught me so many life skills, dedication, motivation, time management, among so many more. And it has been my life, and it is my life. And I'm every day I say I'm so grateful to live the life I live, because of course I work extremely hard. I train 2 to 3 sessions 6 days a week, day in, day out, 1 rest day every week. And I know that I have worked extremely hard to get to where I am now. However, I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to do that. And it's impacted my life in so many ways. Like I say, my family involvement. My dad is the Canoe Sprint Ireland team manager. My brother and my husband are my coaches. My mum is my complete rock, has driven me all around the world, competing in different events. And I think the most important impact for me from sport in my life is that team that we work together. And no matter what, if I have a bad race or if I have a good race, they'll always be there for me. And that's what's important.
And we touched a bit on it as well a bit earlier. So, you know, a lot of teenage girls tend to drop out of sport. What advice or words of wisdom would you give to those young girls?
So the advice I would give is that when you find something that you're passionate about, surround yourself with a team that's going to help you. And don't let peer pressure tell you you can't do something. What I always tried to do was change a negative into a positive. If someone told me that I couldn't achieve something, I wanted to prove them wrong. And, you know, that's my mindset. And there's nothing better than, you know, that feeling when you can do that. But everyone is individual, and some people need more nourishing than others also. So I would say to go towards your dreams and your goals. Make a plan. You always have to have a plan. So short-term goals to realize long-term goals. And don't let someone tell you that you can't achieve, because everyone has the ability to.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll tune into the next one. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and don't forget to follow hostsport.ie across social platforms to get the latest women in sport content.